Those value chains have shut down now.
Social Development Minister Lindiwe Zulu has provided more information on the paying of SASSA grants and the unemployment grant during the COVID-19 pandemic. Zulu says older persons and persons with disabilities will receive their social grants on the third of every month or the nearest working day after this date, when the third falls on a weekend or a public holiday. Zulu has addressed the media briefing in Pretoria. She says unemployed South Africans can apply for the 350 Rand grant by sending a WhatsApp message to 0600 123 456 and selecting SASSA, or an email to srd@sassa.gov.za.
Applicants will need to provide the following compulsory information for processing for their application. Identity number, Department of Home Affairs, only provided by the Department of Home Affairs. Banking details, bank name and account, contact detail, cell phone number, proof of residence.
Allegations of abuse of power by law enforcement officers will come under the spotlight in a virtual meeting of the Joint Committee of Parliament, scheduled to get underway a short while ago. The Portfolio Committee on Police and the Select Committee on Security and Justice will receive a briefing from the Police Ministry, Senior SAPS Management and Police Watchdog IPED. Mercedes Besant reports.
Joint Committee Co-Chairpersons Shaida Bibi Sheikh and Dina Jumat Patterson say reports of abuse by the police are of great concern to both committees. They say it is for this reason that the meeting needs to get to the bottom of the issues, to get an update from IPED on how investigations are unfolding, and also to ensure that all transgressions are investigated.
And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump has reportedly promised to send ventilators to West African nations to help it tackle the coronavirus pandemic. Nigerian officials say that in a phone call with President Muhammadu Buhari yesterday, Trump also reassured the country of the U.S.'s solidarity and support amid the outbreak. The U.S. has the highest death toll and infection rate in the world, with the country having passed the 1 million mark in confirmed coronavirus cases and over 58,000 COVID-19-related deaths recorded. Nigeria has over 1,500 confirmed cases of the virus and 44 deaths. The top story at 3 o'clock, the High Court in Pretoria has set aside a decision by the Gauteng provincial government to place the city of Tshwane Metro under administration.
Take a look at your sport for you. Poch, Newcastle's number one choice and 104 keep-ups. That's the number to beat. Hashtag 5 keep-ups. Details and more coming up at 3:30. The thing that